Sexual assault is defined as any sexual act that is forced, coerced, or done without one's consent. Sexual assault is something that happens off college campuses and on them. Title IX was originally formed to prevent sex discrimination in educational settings, but started being used as an argument for better sexual assault handling by universities in the early 2000s. Created in 1972 as part of the Education Amendments, Title IX states, "No person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any education programs or activity receiving federal financial assistance." The title applies to any state or local educational agency receiving federal financial assistance, requiring that they operate in a non-discriminatory environment. This means zero tolerance for sex-based harassment, including sexual assault. NRAPE on Campus, an outreach group to prevent sexual violence, explains that sexual harassment and sexual violence are forms of gender discrimination. Therefore, sexual harassment and violence aren't tolerated under the Title IX, especially the statute that states that no one can be denied equal access on the basis of sex. On a night in June 2015, a UC Santa Barbara student, referred to as Jane Doe, alleges that she was sexually assaulted by another UCSB student while she was incapacitated. After the assault, Jane Doe was medically examined by Santa Barbara's Sexual Assault Response Team, or SART, and filed a report with police. Because both the victim and the accused were UCSB students, her report was also filed with the UCSB's Title IX office. UCSB's own investigation on the case resulted in the suspension of the accused assailant, referred to as John Doe, from the university. In addition to university proceedings, the case also went to trial, where the Santa Barbara Superior Court upheld the decision to suspend John Doe from the university based on medical evidence supporting the claim of sexual assault. But late last year, despite originally being held up by the court at the time, the decision to suspend John Doe from UCSB was overturned. Why? Every case, when first brought to trial, is heard in a trial court. When someone feels something went wrong in the trial that affected the ruling of their case, they can appeal the decision to a higher court, known as a court of appeals. That's what happened in this case. More than 3 years after the alleged assault, the Second District Court of Appeals of California overturned the original 2015 ruling that upheld the university's suspension of John Doe, sending the case back to a lower court to be re-examined with new information. The court's reasoning for overturning the case was that John Doe was denied a fair hearing during the trial. Doe was unable to access the full report by SART, which the court determined prevented him from adequately cross-examining key witnesses and thus unable to fully defend himself, likely leading to an unfair trial. Over the past year, sexual assault cases have been overturned at various universities as a result of similar lack of due process findings by appellate judiciary bodies. One such case at UCSB, stretching 629 days, finally came to a close last October. During August of 2016, UCSB's Title IX office charged a former UCSB student, referred to as John Doe, with relationship violence. The case began when a video was posted by John's then-girlfriend, referred to as Jane, to her public Twitter. The video allegedly shows the two getting into an argument, John becoming violent, and then physically abusing Jane. An unaffiliated third party reported the video to UCSB. As a result, detectives from UCSB's University of California Police Department, UCPD, drove to San Diego and arrested John. In addition to being placed in a juvenile detention facility at the time, he was suspended from UCSB from fall quarter of 2016 through winter quarter of 2017. The procedures followed by the university in this case were not in accordance with the due process requirements of both federal and state constitutions, according to Santa Barbara County Superior Court Judge Thomas P. Anderlisle. Anderlisle, who would ultimately overturn the decision taken by the university to suspend Doe, writes in his ruling, quote, "Instead of making that decision based upon facts, the law, and in fairness, UCSB has decided to do it their own way," end quote. Court documents note how the university bypassed typical channels for assault investigations and predetermined John's guilt. Additionally, John's arrest was never reported to the San Diego Police Department by UCPD, marking the first arrest in the country to have been ordered and initiated by any UC Title IX office. In May of 2018, a new panel from the Title IX office reviewed the case and cleared John Doe of all charges. According to Doe's attorney, Bob Ottolo, the panel chastised the university for, quote, "its failure to conduct even a rudimentary investigation before charging," end quote. Another case at UCSB left similar words of warning for the UC system with its ruling. In August of last year, the Santa Barbara Superior Court found the University of California Regents to be in contempt of court, referring to the regents' failure to follow proper protocols in trying an accused. In this case, the accused, referred to once again as John Doe, was expelled from UCSB in 2016 following a Title IX complaint filed against him by another student, referred to as Jane Roe. The complaint claimed that Doe stalked Roe on a daily basis following a sexual encounter in a period where the pair briefly dated. In the investigation, Doe provided a conflicting account to Roe's claims. Doe cited evidence between his former roommate and Roe to prove the encounter was consensual. In Doe's court statements, he alleged that he was reluctant to enter into a relationship and that she had aggressively pursued him, eventually ushering him to leave school temporarily in December of 2015. According to court documents, UCSB's Title IX investigator, Brian Quillen, concluded that the stalking offense likely occurred. After his expulsion, Doe attempted to appeal the decision twice. Doe's first attempt was with UCSB's the Interpersonal Violence Appeal Review Committee, or IPVARC, in 2016 and was unsuccessful. His second attempt was with the California Superior Court in 2017. In his appeal, Doe argued against the UC Regents' decision to expel him, arguing that the initial investigation had not been fair and that his claims submitted to the Title IX office investigation weren't taken seriously, arguing that Investigator Quillen failed to provide him with resources to defend himself properly. Before her Title IX complaint in late 2016, Roe filed a harassment report with the Santa Barbara Sheriff's Office, SBSO, in May of 2016. SBSO determined there to be no evidence of the alleged misconduct. Judge Jana D. Geck, who ruled on the matter, concurred with Doe's argument that UCSB's internal policies were, quote, confusing, internally inconsistent, and unfair, end quote, lifting his expulsion. Consequently, IPVARC reviewed Doe's case at the beginning of 2018 and came to the same conclusion as the committee did in 2016, upholding the expulsion. As stated by Geck in August of 2018, after the IPVARC review, the new decision was, quote, merely a poorly written decision that appears to be a justification for the earlier result, end quote. Geck annulled IPVARC's decision, finding the decision to be furthering the university's contempt of court. As of 2018, the University of California Office of the President is considering possible amendments to their system-wide policy. Potentially, the amendments would help to clarify the types of evidence allowed to be included in an investigation, outline the contents of a formal notice of charges, provide students with the ability to question the other party through the investigator, and mandate consistent training for the appeal board. What unites all these cases is their lack of due process, and change may just be underway. Reforms for how universities handle sexual assault claims are being proposed by the Federal Department of Education, but critics question the place of due process and how to execute it in an educational setting. For KCSB News, I'm Lindsay Tillinghast.